This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Folks, driving right into the greasy garage this week. Welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Driving right into the greasy garage. Welcome in. Welcome in. The smells, the sounds. I'm sitting in my 1916 Chevrolet here this week. Each and every hour, I've been kind of sharing that General Motors story. That's why I'm sitting in my General Motors vehicle, 1916 Chevrolet. It's an oldie but a goodie. It drives and runs and goes good. Leather running boards. Believe it or not. Yes, you know those running boards, guys, you have on, gals, you got on your running boards on your Ford and your Dodge four-door pickups? Oh, they're metal, aren't they? Oh, yeah, chrome, whatever. Well, I got leather ones, by the way. Woo-hoo, and no windows to boot. So with that said, you know, I got a hang-up. See, usually here in Auto World, I had to put the open sign up and let everybody know that we're open and the on-air light. But today, here in the greasy garage, the impact gun, well, I shouldn't be using that here. On the side curtains, all that is a canvas with the plexiglass. It's just vinyl. They called them side curtains back then. See, back then, they didn't buy accessories for the car. You bought accessories for the body, for you, the driver, the passengers, to keep warm, keep the dirt and the dust out of your face, the big old goggles, because the road was dirt, dust, not asphalt, not concrete. And, of course, the gentleman in front of you, the lady in front of you, they were sitting there with a horse in front of you. Rusty! Oh, the smell! Rusty! Yes, Rusty sometimes dropped a road apple. And it's, oh, did it smell! Woohoo! I'm so happy that, well, I'm not in those times today. I'm in the fast times of cars and trucks that burn gas, diesel, and electric. Coming soon, hydrogen. Here on Auto World this hour, I really do appreciate you joining me, taking time out of your week and your day and your hour to be with me the third hour of Auto World. And no matter what day you're listening or what hour you're listening to us, I do appreciate that. Some of the affiliates have to take a delayed, and that's fine. That's great. And if you're eating lunch right now, that bologna sandwich looks good. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining me. And with that, you can always email me. Okay, so if you call in, the number I'm going to shout out here in a minute, and you don't get an answer, don't worry. You can always reach me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I shout out, and I'm going to shout out again about General Motors here in a little bit. The phone number, 855-660-4261. Here at the third hour of Auto World, not only am I going to take your Facebook Messenger comments, but I'm also going to take email comments throughout the program. And with that, Facebook me. Facebook Mark Evans. You'll see me there sitting with a microphone and headphones on, and that's me. And welcome to a Facebook Mark Evans, and you can do a messenger with your comments about General Motors wants to end gas and diesel vehicle sales by 2035. I'll say it again. General Motors says no more. They want to end selling you gas and diesel vehicles by 2035, and 2040, they want to be completely carbon neutral, and that means no more carbon coming out the end of your exhaust pipe. I know you've got an opinion. I know you've got a rant or a rave. Some of you are all electric now. And congratulations, there's nothing wrong with that. Some of you are all gas, congratulations. Diesel, congratulations. You know, so it takes all of us. But if you think about the General Motors comment, they're, what are they doing it for? I mean, I'll just shout out and tell you what I think. Maybe are they doing a publicity stunt? You know, maybe without the bells and the going on? They're just having us media folks talk about it, and it gets their name out there. Yes, it does. Are they getting it so maybe you might want to buy a gas or a diesel before they're gone? get them while they're gone, before they're gone. Yeah, there you go. Or, wait a minute. Will the oil companies, Exxon, Mobil, Shell, will they let this happen? I don't know. See, that's questions shouting out to you right now, what you believe. Do you believe that this will cause oil companies to, basically go out of business one day and that there will be no more carbon footprint in history at all? No more exhaust coming out of the pipes? Electric vehicles, again, they are made out of. They do have on them plastic tires. They don't have plastic tires, but they do have plastic in them. They do have fiberglass in them. They do have steel in them. They do have paint on them. And do you believe that some of that, those products, those parts and pieces that are on the electric cars, all electric cars, well, think about just the plug-in, the outlet. What's it made out of for you folks that have an electric car? Is there plastic there? Is plastic and tires and fiberglass, and I do know that paint has oil in it. What? Oh, yeah, paint's got oil in it. In fact, paint, especially red, we need to get Barry McGuire, McGuire's Car Wax, on the microphone. I know him quite well, and we could let him talk about how much and what kind of oil that is in the paint, the pigment of the paint, in order to get the shine. And that's why another reason why you want to wax your car. Uh-oh, wax? Does it have oil in it? And does it come waxed from the manufacturer when you buy it? See, all those questions, I want your opinion. I want you to get in touch with me at any time. Email is good 28 hours a day, literally. It's gone, going on all the time at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. 855-660-4261 is our phone number here. Axelrod Alex is hanging over. The board is about 15, 18 feet long, 16 feet wide. With all those buttons and knobs, we call it the GCN 2800 Mixer Machine. Oh, yeah. He's hanging over to mix you right in to make you sound good. Now, this third hour, we've got not only trivia coming your way, auto racing news coming your way. Got some Auto World Weekly news. Yes, we have that segment here on Auto World every so often. And again, the word headlights. Uh-oh, I've also got some homework for you. So we're going to let you know what the homework is here next segment. Not right now, but I'm going to give you some time to get the pen and paper out and pencil out. You're going to have to write some things down. You got some homework to send to me for next week, and we'll do that next segment. We'll let you know what that is. But first and foremost, let's get to your headlights. We're in that time of year right now that your auto world is dark. I mean, the dark word is the sunlight. We're not having the longest days because of the time of the year. And what that means is your headlights are probably on, well, they're not probably, I know they're on a little longer than normal. And what that means is, I want to ask you, are they working? Some of you might not have, you might have a headlight problem right now, and you're trying to figure out why the headlights aren't working. You might have it in your favorite mechanic shop, your dealer, to ask them to fix and why. I want my headlights back. I want them on. And when you get them, when the headlights are broken and they're not on, and that means that you're basically closing your eyes on your face. You can't see where you're going, and that's basically your headlights or your eyeballs of your vehicle. Well, some of you also, most of us, have daylight running lights. That means those lights are on all the time. That's why they call them daylight running lights, to help the other person see you coming. It's called safety. Now, if your headlights are out, folks, your daylight running lights aren't working either. So the good, the bad, and the ugly behind headlights. First off, let's make sure they're working. Now, with that, General Motors, they run their headlights through not only the headlight switch, but there's a relay. Now, some of this you can do yourself. So for you folks that don't have any headlights working here right now, we're going to help the folks that have headlights that are working, but they're the wrong color. We're going to get to that here in a second. But first, let's get these things working. Turn signal switch in the General Motors product? Yes, sir. That's just you pull the turn signal switch to turn the turn signals on. Yeah, left, right, all that. And then you got the wipers in there, too, that combination switch, we call it. Uh-huh. Well, we're going to take a short little break, and then I'm going to take you down memory lane when it comes to the turn signal switch with General Motors, because the turn signal switch has the high beam in there, which turns the lights off. That's not good. Not at all. We take a little short break. when we return, I'm going to make sure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
On the shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You want to screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried, and his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to fix it up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor, and his face dropped there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. Sign says clearance at the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel in 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off liquor and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down, we run out of ground at the edge of town, bashed into the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
Thing I'm wondering is what kind of insurance they had. Woo, we got to have good insurance after, you know, that story, what happened to them. What kind of insurance do you have on your automobile, your truck, your toys? Hopefully you've got some insurance on your snowmobile. Well, we've got insurance for you right here. Every week here on Auto World, the insurance is, well, I'm going to help you with your automobiles, and that's a good insurance policy to get you back on the road and get you fixed correctly and save money and time and all that. That's what it's all about. Save you enough money that you can actually buy a second car, maybe a third car, maybe buy an electric vehicle. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along right here from the Greasy Garage. Yes, I drove into the Greasy Garage. I'm sitting in the 16 Chevrolet this week. Might change it up every so often. You'll see us down in the newsroom. Sometimes you'll see us in the racing room. Well, today here on Auto World, all 3 hours, I've been sitting in the nice-smelling 1916 Chevrolet, that old crispy leather. Oh, yeah, that convertible top. All original, all stock. That's one car I haven't put up on the social networking there to share it with you. And okay, I will. I might as well share that with you. I like to share automobiles and cars and trucks and all that. Why not? And if you, with that said, go to Facebook. Look for me on Facebook. You'll see a 37 Ford sedan delivery and my little yellow coupe there, and probably some other cars that we have. And I like each and every brand. Sometimes I get asked, "What's a good brand, Mark? What do you own? What do you drive every day?" And in my opinion, and really, you want to buy a little Auto World tip, folks. You really want to buy an automobile that suits your utility need. And if you are a car collector, absolutely buy, like Earl, the very first hour there, he wants us to find him a 49 Cadillac. And with that, I don't believe Earl would probably drive that every day. So, but if you're driving if you're looking for a car or a truck, buy it for utility, buy it for what you use it for every day. I don't want you to, you know, buy a 3-foot lifted Ford four-door F-350 to go to and from the grocery store, and yes, it'll make it okay and be fine and all that, but, you know, hey, come on, driving that down there with the big 28 tires on that baby, you sound and feel like a tractor going down the freeway, and say goodbye to that fuel economy right there. Anyway, hey, you know, right now, I better get to it, this homework I've been talking about, I want to give it to you a little bit early, why not? Homework for next week, well, are you superstitious? Yes. Thank you, Stevie Wonder. Homework. Yes. For next week, am I going to ask you to do something for me here on the word superstitious? I want to hear your superstitious car stories. Send them to me. Again, I want to hear if you're superstitious and you have a car story. So if you're superstitious and it has something to do with your car story, your Auto World, send it to me. Oh yeah, I'll start these stories off. And in order, first and foremost, how to get it, that story over to me, you can do it right now. Welcome your emails and your phone calls. The email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. My phone number right here since 1992 at AutoWorld, 855-660-4261. So, I want your superstitious car stories. Again, I want your superstitious car stories, and I'll start the ball rolling. Or should I say, let's start the hubcap rolling right off of the wheel. Okay, so going up skiing here out of Boise, Idaho, where I'm live broadcasting, right next to the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage. Well, we drive up to the ski resort, and what do we see? We see, well, not railroad tracks, but we see cattle guards. And some of you back east might not know what the cattle guard is. Some people out west might not know. That's fine. What it is that there's live range out there, live livestock, roaming the foothills, feeding and eating, and the ranchers just let them roam. Well, they don't want them to basically... they want to keep them on one side of the area of the road. And with that, your car has to drive over this metal grate that's got these big, huge, wide. Nah, they're probably 8 to 10 inches wide. It's pretty wide. Your foot would slip right through that hole. Well, it's a cattle guard, we call it. When you go over it, it goes brrrr, brrrr. Well, we actually, when we go over it, you've got to put your hands on the ceiling. Why? Because if you don't put your hands on the ceiling, well, somebody's going to pass away. And so we jump the card. We don't jump it. Well, sometimes I do with the hot rod, but go across the cattle guard and put our hands on the ceiling, and some of you might holler out something, but we do that every time. So that, are you superstitious? We don't want anybody to die. See, so that's why we do that. So there's your ball rolling on the superstitious word. That's homework for you. You can send me your stories right now if you'd like. We got a little bit of time left here on Auto World. Again, I want your superstitious car stories. Send them to me. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I'm going to shout out right now with that General Motors again, folks. Keep your comments coming. You're more than welcome to comment to each other's posts again, like you are on my Facebook page. Absolutely, and that Facebook page is Mark Evans. And I welcome you to go over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. You'll love it. And that's entertaining all on its own right there. Some of the car crashes and racing and all that we have there. That's an awesome thing, too. You're welcome to go to my AutoWorldMedia.com, AutoWorldMedia.com website. More to come. We're only running on about one or two cylinders right now, but we're going to get the 18-cylinder running and get you some more pictures up there and some other goodies to share with you. But this General Motors, they're actually... We're going to take a short break and we'll come back. Oh boy, have I got some Auto World weekly news for you. I want your opinion on General Motors saying no more to gas and diesel.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A group of GOP senators are calling for a slimmed-down COVID relief bill. 10 senators have written a letter requesting a meeting with President Joe Biden to discuss a much smaller relief plan. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana tells Fox News what it will take to get a deal done.
Republicans will be there for that which is good for the country, but they won't be there for payoffs to Democratic constituencies are just to check the box for a campaign promise the president made, which has no rationale in terms of economics.
More than 5,000 people protesting the arrest of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny were detained by police today. Tens of thousands turned out to protest for a second weekend. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken took to Twitter saying the U.S. condemns the persistent use of harsh tactics. Officials have also urged Russia to release Navalny. Russia's foreign ministry rejected Blinken's call as crude interference in Russia's internal affairs. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What a treat, and a gift to have you join me each and every week, taking special time out of your life and your week and your day to join me here in the Greasy Garage each and every week. I do appreciate that, folks. I salute you. I've got my right hand up. I'm saluting you right now, and the people in the first row, second row, third row, we're going all the way back to sixth row here in the Greasy Garage. They came in. We got some metal chairs are set up. And they're all saluting each and every one of you, too, for being here with us. Appreciate that, listening to Auto World each and every week and getting some news. And with that said, let's get down to that. Oh, yeah, Auto World Weekly News. Here's some great positive news for us this week. Kia Motors passes on Super Bowl commercial. Accelerate the good for America's youth. They're changing it up. That's right. They're no longer going to actually this year put any money into Super Bowl ads. After a decade of creative and award-winning Super Bowl campaigns, Kia will not be advertising in the Super Bowl. Instead, folks, listen to this. The brand Kia will expand its charitable goodies money in support of America's youth. Kia's Accelerate the Good program. It began in 2019 when the Great Unknown Scholarships was established to help young people in need to get a foothold in higher education at the onset of the pandemic in 2020. We continued our efforts, Kia says, through two separate $1 million donations to organizations that support America's homeless youth and population. This year, in a unique, meaningful way, Kia continues to accelerate the good and help even more young people impacted by the pandemic. Congratulations and thank you, Kia. I appreciate that. Because without our young people learning, how am I and you going to keep our cars fixed correctly? I'm getting a little bit old, and I don't have a lot of time to teach the young people. I'm not in a college. I'm not in school as a professor or whatever you might want to call me. It seems like I do teach and help people, though, each and every week in the greasy garage with their cars because they ask me questions, why this, why that, just like today, right here on Auto World. You're welcome to ask why, how come, why does it do this? And it's not that you're wanting to know and learn how to do it, but you feel good after somebody teaches you or tells you what is going on with that automobile in your Auto World. And so Kia has stepped up to the plate, literally, taken all of the four hubcaps, and they're spinning all of them right down the road to the youth and putting money to work. And those youth are going to be smarter or more educated. Like I said, the more knowledge you know, the better life is. So congratulations to Kia. Thank you. A salute and a hand clap for them. It's good to have them do that. Absolutely. That's some good Auto World Weekly News this week. On that note, the news. Oh, a little trivia, though. Before we get to the Auto World Racing News this week. Haven't done that segment for a while, and there's some news out there that's happening in NASCAR. But before we do, back in 1994, a record is set at Atlantic Motor Speedway for miles traveled in 24 hours by an electric vehicle. A battery-powered pickup truck built by Electric Power Technology travels 831.8 miles at an average speed of 35 miles an hour. That was back in 1994. Now, that doesn't seem too long ago, but, you know, we're back there, you know, and did I just say electric again? And a lot of you that have electric cars are thinking about that electric cars because, you know, I did do the shout-out, and we're going to talk about General Motors here in a second and some more information for the third hour of Auto World that's different from the first and second hour. This truck, battery-powered pickup truck, well, first and foremost, wait a minute, pickup truck? Yeah. Isn't Tesla the only one that has a pickup truck in the midst of coming out? Oh, yeah, we've seen that. Yeah, they showed the rock or whatever they threw at the window and cracked. Yeah, well, this was back in 1994. Battery-powered pickup truck built by Electric Power Technology, and I do not know the people. I don't know if they're even around. But it travels 831.8 miles on one charge. Interesting. So, with that said, General Motors, folks, is getting ready to be done with the gas and diesel engines, vehicles. They do not want to sell them to us. They're planning on being done with the whole thing, the gas and the diesels. That's what they're saying. Now, I don't know. If you got an opinion about this, they're spending $27 billion in an electric vehicle and autonomous auto development between 2020 and 2025. More than its gas and diesel vehicle investment, by the way. That means that they're putting more on electric than anything else. They're actually reconfiguring their Detroit Hammer Truck Assembly Center in Michigan and a factory in Spring Hill, Tennessee, to build more electric vehicles. That's right, because they are stating today, this last week, that no more gas or diesel by 2035. And be completely carbon-free by 2040. Well, they plan to launch 30 new global electric vehicles by 2025, and they have said all of its autonomous cars will be an electric vehicle. And that means nobody's driving them, and they'll be electric. Drivers operating General Motors vehicles account for about 75% of its carbon emissions, is what they stated. Well, General Motors also has been leaning in this direction, of course, but broad policy commitment by the government, oil, etc., has changed up some things. That's right. Large investments, money's been coming their way, literally. A lot of people are investing in that word electric with General Motors. Think about the money that might have been committed to new engine or transmissions that would be expected to last about 10 years, and it's going to General Motors for getting rid of the internal combustion engine. No more gas, no more diesel. Yes or no? What do you believe? I'd like to hear your opinion. Here, right here in the Auto World, 855-660-4261. And or email anytime, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. With that, you know, they're talking about electric cars, of course, and the year there, how old will we be? We add that number onto our age, and does it matter? Yes, it does matter. I've got grandkids. And do we really want dirty air? See, you know, do we or do we not? Do we need oil? Yes, we do. Or do we not need oil? Oh, yes. The president, the new president we have, signing executive orders to help EV electric vehicles. I know that he is on the side of solar powered. I know he's been signing some goodies on that side. But overall, your opinion is that telephone, that cell phone you have, that landline is your microphone. You can use it right now here in Auto World, and or email me if you're shy to call in, no problem. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Phone number 855-660-4261. Auto racing news. Ooh, I like this. This is some stuff that is hot off the press. First and foremost, the NASCAR. This is the last day of the running for the Rolex 24 at Daytona. What kind of cars? Huh? What do they race? Who they are? What are they competing in? Well, have you ever watched the Rolex 24 at Daytona? Well, the top speed there on those cars, they don't look like a NASCAR. They're a different style of car, of course, but they do go fast. Top speed, 200 miles an hour. Horsepower, 580 horsepower. The wheelbase length varies based on the production of the design, but this is quite interesting, is that the fastest and the most technology-advanced sports car in North America, the Daytona Prototype International, DPI, is basically the DPI cars that I'm talking about here that are racing the Rolex 24, powered by engines from mainstream, folks, mainstream automotive manufacturers, that you're probably driving one right now. If you own an Acura, you are. If you own a Cadillac, you are. Do you have a Mazda? That's what's in these race cars. We come back, I got some more racing news. And what NASCAR's doing? More speed. More horsepower. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We'll be right back. Grab some more popcorn. I am. Put a lot of butter on it this time. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
In the greasy garage. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along, folks. In the greasy garage this week. It's been good to be in the greasy garage for the last 3 hours here on Auto World. The smells, I love the smells of automobiles. The perfume, I call it, of oil. The transmission oil, the engine oil, the antifreeze, of course. The sweet smell of antifreeze. You can't beat that, can you? No. And sometimes it does. I use it for aftershave. You know, I slap it on. Oh, sometimes because it falls off. When I'm doing a radiator flush, it kind of drips out and falls down on my face, and I call it aftershave. Oh, yeah. Anyway, no, be careful when you're out there doing your own repair and stuff and getting it up in the air. Make sure if you're doing your own oil changes or any kind of repair where you have the car up in the air with jack stands. I said it. I want you to put jack stands underneath it. Please. And thank you. Okay. Well, let's get to the homework side of Auto World. Yes, every once in a while I'll give you homework. And what this homework is this week is I want your superstitious car stories. I want your superstitious car stories. So if you're superstitious on anything to do with your car, I know a lot of you have the slug bug thing going on where your right shoulder turns out to be purple at the end of the drive. Things like that. I want to hear from you and share your stories, your superstitious stories, maybe going across railroad tracks to like we do the cattle guard or... I know there's a lot of them out there, and that's why I thought we'd get some from you, and we can read them on air and share them with everybody else. That's always we always like to have fun. So with that, let's do a little superstitious.
Very superstitious. Very superstitious.
There you go, Stevie Wonder. Are you? Send me your stories. How? At email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And at any one point in time, you can call too. Since 1992, the phone number has always stayed the same, 855-660-4261. Now, before we have to close the door on the... let's get to the NASCAR Auto World Weekly News real quick. Talking about the Rolex 24, let's be fair to NASCAR, folks. Well, they did up the ante. Yes, they did. NASCAR for the 2021 year NASCAR Cup Series will be, six generation cars coming your way, folks. And guess what? 750 horsepower and low downforce setup. They're changing it a little bit, that body. So it used to be, if you're wondering, what was it before last year, you know, and the year before? Let's just go back last year. They keep upping the ante, or can we say they keep raising the bar? Well, the sixth generation car is going to be 750 horsepower. Last year, 550. That's 200 more horsepower that you and I get to watch go around that track. Which way do they go? Do they go right? No, they go left. Why would they go left? Because the driver's on the left side of the car. So there's a lot of news there, a lot of great history, and, of course, trivia. 750 horsepower and low downforce package best fits the track. Now, wait a minute, Mark. Wait just a cotton-picking minute. Okay. Well, how many tracks are there? Can you really put 750 horsepower on certain tracks? Because, as you know, a lot of you back east listening and watching the race and being there in person know that that track, some of those tracks are quite small. Well, that is going to be only used. It's revealed high horsepower at only 23 of the 36 tracks. So some of you didn't even probably know there was that many tracks. Yes, these guys are actually racing and practicing constantly on tracks that we don't get to see on the radio and or hear on the TV. Did I happen to turn that around? I did. Purposely. Hey, let's go to the email. We've got some emails I promised you I'd get to. Let's go to the email bag and pull one out before the garage door comes down on this world, auto world, this third hour. There's one. Gosh, that was a long time. I had to reach my whole darn arm. I had to put my whole entire arm down in the bag because the bag is getting too deep. And for you with the emails that I'm not getting to live, I will answer them off air. And that's going to be through the week. And I'll be using my keyboard. Some of you have shot out your phone number to me. And that tells me that you'd like me to call you. And I will call you. So there you go. For you listening, that you're saying, he didn't get to my email. I will get to your email, and I will fix your email if it's a fix question or a how you doing question. Mark, I will even get to you no matter what. I love it. I spend time on the phone talking to you, so let's get to this one. Mark, do I have to winterize my car? Question mark. I own a 1999 BMW 3 Series. I was told that every year I should winterize it. Great listening to you every week, and thanks for the podcast. Our station only takes the first 2 hours of your show. Sharon. Oh, my gosh, Sharon. Well, thank you. I do appreciate that. And shout out. Let's see. You, oh, my goodness, you're saying, wait a minute. You said you're in Richland. Yeah, Richland, Washington. She's got quite a bit of other things here on the email, but let's get right down to, Richland, Washington. That means it's time for a shout-out. Shout-out to our great, great affiliate there, 870 AM, Richland, Kennewick, Pasco, Washington. There it is. Great shout-out to folks there in Washington, 870. Now, with that winterized word, yes. Now, we've had some really unique winter this year, Sharon, haven't we, though? Truthfully, the winterized word, yeah, it might be a little late, but that's okay. We're going to still fix you. I don't know if you're parking it in the garage. There is a difference in temperature in people's garage than there is in the carport or sitting out in the street with the wind going through it. But as soon as you drive out, Sharon, with your, say you said it's a 1999 BMW 3 Series, you're going to be sitting and parking at the grocery store, let's call it, or the library, because you're going to be reading, studying up on your auto repair to take the test later. You're going to be sitting there, and the car is going to get cold. So winterization. Well, winterization basically is antifreeze, Sharon. I want the antifreeze to be mixed correctly, 60-40 usually, and that's a mix, 60% antifreeze and 40% water. But we want to get right down to it, Sharon, is you can go into a parts store. You got Pep Boys, of course, back east, AutoZone, O'Reilly's, Advanced Auto Parts. There's quite a few automotive parts stores. And with that, you can buy your own little antifreeze checker. It's a really neat tester, and just take the radiator cap off, make sure that your BMW there is cold, and That way you don't have the pressure. I don't want you burning yourself with hot, pressurized. That'll just blow like you won't believe, Sharon, all over you. Buy yourself about an $8 antifreeze tester. It's a little rubber hose with balls in the glass window there. And the balls float. When you take the radiator cap off, Sharon, you'll stick that rubber hose down into the radiator, hit the bulb, which then takes and sucks up antifreeze up into the glass where the balls are floating. And the balls you want, and on the side of this antifreeze tester, you'll see it. It'll say 0, plus 5, plus 10, plus 15. Those numbers are temperature, Sharon. And then you'll see minus 20, minus 10, minus 30, 35, 40, 50, etc. You want at least, Sharon, you're there in Washington. So I want you to do at least 25, minus 25, minus 30. And that's what you want to do because you do not want your coolant to freeze and turn into ice. That'll literally turn your engine block into a solid block of ice. And it'll crack it. You don't want to do that. And then, of course, not only antifreeze, but how about some snow tires or winter tires? You might want to get some winter tires through the winter now. And also maybe some sandbags. Maybe buy some sandbags. You can get those sandbags. Here the other day I noticed some that was at the gas station. $5 a bag. Throw some sandbags in there in the back of that BMW and you'll get some traction and you're rocking and ready. And you might want to get some lube the key cylinder. Do you have a remote? Do you ever use the key cylinder door on your door on the outside, or do you just use the remote? If you're using the remote, you don't need to lube the remote, but you need to lube. If you folks out there don't have a remote and you're sticking the key in that key cylinder, just get some Teflon Zep, S-Z-Z-E-P, Zep. And it's a 45 is the number, I believe. Just look for the Teflon word, and that stuff is awesome. It's got a little needle. You just put the needle in the little spray knob there, you know, and you stick the needle in the keyhole. Psst. One spray does it and lubes it. That way, when it does, you think, in fact, some of you have had that, it's frosted up. You can't even get the key in. Then when you get the key in and you go to turn it, snap, it breaks something internally, and that's where then I come in. And what do I end up doing? Taking your $100 bills from you because I got to open the door, take the door panel off. See what Zep can do for you? Little Teflon spray. Works every time. Hey, the garage door's going down. Hey, thanks, everybody, for joining me each and every week. I want to thank, of course, my makeup artist, Lion Lucy. Always tell me I'm looking good. Oh, yeah, know-it-all Jay, the loudmouth gender. Thanks, Jay, for cleaning up here. And, of course, Axelrod Alex, the producer of the show. And, oh, there's so many people. Bentley Bryan, Ben in the Rules, made me look good on Genesis Communications Network. Drive safe. Motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.